Hello, my name is Gustavo. I am calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you a registered voter?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me ask you, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
Wisconsin.
Thank you so much. What racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Hispanic.
Okay, thank you so much. In what year were you born?
1958.
Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you won't vote?
So I will vote.
So you're almost certain that you will vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Just one? There's many.
But for you, what is the most important issue right now?
Our economy.
And what about the economy? I don't know if there is a specific problem, as for example, the higher prices or inflation.
Yes, inflation, abuse of government spending, and inflation.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, did you skip that one?
No, I voted for Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Yeah, I would have to vote for Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidate using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them. And
okay,
100
go ahead.
Means,
yeah, I got
okay,
it.
Joe Biden?
0.
Donald Trump?
90.
90, okay. Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Republican candidates in my district.
Okay, thank you. And if elections for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Tammy Baldwin or the Republican Eric Hovde?
Yeah, that's a tough one, but I would have to vote for the Republican Hovde.
Okay, thank you so much. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Well, we'd have to go with the Republican Party.
And do you trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party somewhat more or much more?
Much, much more.
Okay, thank you so much. And please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. For example, this: President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. What about this statement?
Well, you have to repeat that again.
Yeah, sure. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. And yes. The options are for you, you strongly agree with this, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree.
I strongly agree.
Okay, thank you so much. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, they shouldn't be here, so they're creating. I don't know how that is somewhat agree or not agree. That if you're wording it in an improper manner. You know, I'm done with this conversation. I gave you enough of my survey. Thank you so much.
Okay.